Podcast Landia. I am here today with two mavens of the dark fic, Hippo and Tree, and we're going to talk, in fact, like Ferret and I already said in the intro to this episode, we're going to be chatting dark fic. So Hippo and Tree, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Really excited. So first, we're going to start off like we do with everybody, and we're going to talk fandom origin stories. So Tree, would you kick us off? What is yours?
Oh, goodness. Okay. So I actually started writing fan fiction when I was probably four for Animorphs. Like I had a little floppy disk and everything that I would just save it onto. I was that kind of child. And then as I grew older, I really got into reading it probably when I was around either 11 or 12. And it was for like Naruto, because I was super into anime and I was super emo as a teenager. And it sort of progressed from there, going from like Naruto to like Inuyasha and Bleach. And then when Glee came out, actually, and the Clane ship, Kurt and Blaine, happened, that was the first slash fic, like slash pairing, whatever, that I read. And it's what really got me into realizing that everything doesn't have to be heterosexual all of the time. So I read that, and then I wrote fanfic for a little bit when I was between like 12 and 15. And then finally last year, well, I've been in the Marvel fandom and like reading Marvel fanfiction since 2011, but I didn't actually contribute anything until last year when I joined the Stuckoni Discord. And being in that Discord actually encouraged me to write and explore what I could add to the Marvel fandom because I hadn't written in so long. So
That server is such a great encourager of new writers. They do a really great job over there.
Yeah. So that's sort of my story. I guess that's what you could say about me.
No, that's fair. Have you always been in since 2011, have you always been in like the Steve, Tony, Bucky universe, or have there been other ships?
Steve Tony was definitely my favorite. It's been like, it's my comfort ship, basically. Whenever I'm really needing something, I normally go for Stony. I didn't get into Stuckoni until maybe 2 years ago or so. And then I've gotten into like Winter Iron, Hydra Trash Party. I love like any ship that has Natasha in it. I really like Flint, the classic, you know, 2011, 2012 fix there with Flint. I kind of bounce back and forth between a lot of different pairings. Oh, OT6. You can't go wrong with OT6 for me.
Yeah, coming in 2011, I can see why OT6 would really work for you. So
that was
peak OT6 times. So that makes total sense. Hippo, what about your journey? What brings you to us?
Yeah, so I actually didn't know what fan fiction was for a while until I watched Boys Over Flowers, a Korean drama that was a hit back then. And I just started Googling like what happens to this pairing after, like what happens to this couple after. And then I stumbled upon LiveJournal, and there was just fanfics, just stories continuing what happened to that specific pairing. And then after that, I discovered fanfiction.net, and like you, Tree, I also was into Naruto. So I started reading some Naruto fanfiction, and then I started watching Supernatural. Yes, you guessed it. I shipped Castiel and Dean. So that launched me into, I guess, slash pairing and everything that comes with Supernatural. I was a long time lurker in fandom, as in I would just go on fanfiction.net and AO3, and kudos, I didn't even have an account. So I would just kudos and leave as a guest until I said, well, actually should make an account. I've been here for a while. And I did, and I just kept reading fanfics on and off throughout the years. And it wasn't until I joined the Pods Discord server that I realized what people are actually talking to each other about fic. I did not know that. So that was completely new to me. So that sense of community was really great to stumble upon. And from joining that Discord server, I got to know Fundamental Blue. So another Steve Tony Stacconi writer. And we got to talking about dark fic, specifically a darker interpretation of Steve Rogers and what that might look like. So it was really through my conversations with her that I was encouraged to write my own fics, because at that point I was just lurking. So I wrote my first dark fic, which is a post-Infinity War Steve Tony fic. So I guess from there, just never really stopped talking to other people who like similar things as me.
I love it. Well, Blue, if you're listening to this, thank you for forcing Hippo to write dark fic. And for the Stacconi server, thanks for giving us Tree. So, and I can't remember, Hippo, I know I met you in Pots and Tree. I think I met you in Stacconi.
Yes.
I think that's where it was. Yeah. So it's been fun as I have grown in my dark fic enjoyment. It's been really great to have writers that I can trust in it, if that makes sense. And so I really enjoyed reading y'all's work. So speaking of dark fic in particular, it's a bit of a maligned category, I think, but I think it's also a little bit misunderstood. And there's a lot of people who equate dark fic like entirely with major character death or entirely with Hydra Trash Party, but it's so much more multifaceted than that. Like dark fic is just, it's so wide. It's such a wide interpretation. So what about it kind of works for you guys? Why do you gravitate towards that end of the swimming pool, as it were?
I just like the way it makes me feel, simple as that. And I guess that feeling is, to describe it, with just like your heart aching and you just want to cry. I think it pushes me to cry in that sense. And I do think the process of writing dark fic is like a purge. It's very cleansing because you're dealing not just with plot, but trying to look hard and deeply about someone's trauma and the complicated emotions that are entangled with that. I do agree with you that dark fic has been misunderstood in the sense that it's either just non-con, but I don't think dark fic is just non-con or underaged or major character death. I think it's a darker interpretation of how life could be. One example that comes to mind is actually Kazuo's divorce fic. And it's a divorce fic and it's super family. And I think it's one of the best super family fics out there because it not only talks about Steve and Tony's romantic relationship, but the effects of the relationship's downfall on their kid, which is Peter Parker in that story. So I also had read around Tumblr and other forums how dark fic is also a practice of empathy. And I agree with that. As previously mentioned, where you're trying to get into this character's head, especially I think if you're writing it from the perpetuator of violence's perspective and trying to make sense of people's actions and why it works that way. And sometimes, you know, reasons are not necessarily justified for you as a writer. You understand that. And you're also hoping that the reader might also take away your point, in fact. So I think really dark fic can be really philosophical in that sense. And it's not necessarily just about graphic violence or darker themes, but a clear dive into somebody's psyche and the afterlives of such violence is.
I adore that connection with empathy. And I think I'm really glad you brought that out, because one of my guiding life philosophies is that understanding someone is not condoning them. And that if we could understand motivations and explanations and context of more people's lives, it's easier to do life with them if you kind of see where things are going. I think a lot of conflict in interrelational conflict, this is one of those episodes where we should have a video one, because I'm talking so much with my hands. But interrelational conflict, I think sometimes is predicated on surprises. You feel surprised or completely taken aback, or you can't tell where this person is coming from. And so you feel off guard. Whereas if we really had deep relationships with other people and really understood empathetically where people are coming from, there's a lot less surprises and things feel a little bit more on even ground. And I love how dark, for sure. I think my darker, I've written three fics I would classify as darker, two of them for an event you guys ran, which we'll get to in a minute. And they are my most empathetic works, I think. And they are also the ones I get the most angry comments about, in that I'm trying to ask other people to be empathetic towards addicts. And they react pretty negatively to that. So I think that's just a really, really fascinating point, Hippo. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
Tree, what about you? Is that a similar why you love, I love this idea of crying too, and it being kind of a plug to make you cry, because I famously do not cry at fics. So maybe I should give more dark fics a go. But Tree, does that resonate with you, what Hippo said?
So yes, what Hippo said, I feel like that does resonate with me also. But I definitely have a more relaxed approach to it, I guess you could say. Because Hippo is the type of person that she wants to cry like 24/7. And more power to her. But I'm a very, like in my real life, I'm a very anxious and stressed out person and everything. So I cry basically every other day anyway, just from like, literally I'll cry over spilt milk. I'm that type of person. I just can't not do it. So for me, it's less about a fic making me cry, which it doesn't really do that often anyway, which is counterproductive to what I just said, but it is what it is, I guess. But for me, dark fic is more about studying the human condition, I guess you could say, because everybody has had something negative, multiple negatives happen in their life, whether it's like experiencing a parental death, experiencing a bad breakup, finding out bad news about your health, or even something as simple as like, you know, failing a test that you were really, really looking forward to passing because of whatever it could give you. And you have those negative feelings within you, and sometimes you don't necessarily have a good way to get them out. So for me, it's about, I guess you could say, I want to be honest and truthful to how people are in the real world. And dark fic is something that can explore that. I don't necessarily dislike fluff. I like fluff, and I don't want anyone to think that I don't like fluff. But I feel like, in a sense, just straight fluff fic is dishonest, in a sense, just because you need to have some sort of conflict. Otherwise, I guess, to me at least, it seems like ingenuine. So I guess to sum it all up, for me, dark fic is about being able to embrace the human condition, embrace people as diverse, interesting, complex human beings, and the fact that, you know, we don't necessarily have to be happy all the time. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to be upset or anything. Like, we have a quote on the dark server that says, It's from a guy named Joe Torre. He says, unless you have bad times, you can't appreciate the good times. And for me, that's something that I really feel empathetic towards and really look at in my own life. Yes, I believe that dark fic has a really negative connotation associated with it in the Marvel fandom, because you could go to other fandoms like Hannibal, for instance, and basically every fic in Hannibal is going to be what is, in my opinion, a dark fic. Or you could go to like Teen Wolf or Supernatural and you'll probably find a good balance between straight fluff and straight dark fic. It's just, I'm trying to think of a good way to like say it without like doing complete rambling.
It sounds to me like in a way we see fic the same. Like I write some definitely like fluff or nutter fics, but even within them, I always try to create tension on some level. And I think life has seasons. Like I've you know, for instance, never been wildly tortured by a megalomaniac superhero bent on destroying the world, but I have been through a breakup. And so
right.
My stuff doesn't lean as much towards the darker themes of fic in terms of torture or non-con or things like that. I do some of the more softer dark fic, as it were. I'm using air quotes. But it's hard for me to write like pure and unadulterated fluff. And I can only do it for about 1K for a bingo. I always need to put a little bit of the tension or even just a fleeting mention that like the fic I just wrote is the makeup fic after a 20-year divorce and they've gotten back together. And this is a moment in time that is sweet and fluffy. But I completely resonate and understand with what you're saying about like to write a giant long fic or to pretend that all life can be fluffy. You know, we all have fantasies and we all engage with fic in different ways. And it's just what it sounds like for you is the grounded reality element is a really important part of your fic engagement. And so to go into the fantasy of fluff, which a lot of fluff readers would say that's what it is just pure escapism and pure fantasy, is not how you are interested in engaging with fic.
I feel like that's pretty accurate, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really, like I said, I don't really dislike fluff fic, and I do read it, but I can't read, like, there's this author I used to really like, and she released a, like, 400-word fluffic, and she literally says in the description, this is straight fluff. And I said 400, I meant 40K, sorry. She released a 40K fic that she said was just straight fluff. And I'm like, I don't even want to click it because you're telling me that that's a lot to write that doesn't have any tension or anything negative or anything realistic in it. Something else I wanted to mention about this is, you know, you said that dark fic gets a really bad rep and everything and can get misunderstood is misunderstood, which I do agree with completely. And, you know, we say in our server, the term's very ambiguous. It's left up to the discretion of the author or the artist, if it's dark art, as to what they're comfortable with. But we do have, in relation to AO3's biggest warnings, you know, graphic depictions of violence, MCD, underage, rape, non-con, and all that. Those are hand in hand with dark fic, but they don't have to be. Like, you could write, you wrote a fic, I don't remember the name of it, I'm sorry, but you wrote a fic that had to do with Steve and Tony being in a relationship, and Steve was a werewolf.
Yes, a werewolf and cannibal, the fic that very famously had people telling me to leave fandom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one.
That was a fun fic, yeah.
And that doesn't deal really with violence, MCD, underage, or rape, non-con. That's not in it, but that is a dark fic. It's a quote-unquote softer side of dark fic, but it's still dark fic. See, I feel like there's like you said, people are so focused on the heavy, heavy dark side of dark fic that they don't realize what other fics or what other aspects of dark fic there are. And I have an example, if you don't mind.
Not at all.
Actually. And I did get permission from the author of this. But she asked that I clarify that this is my personal interpretation of the fic. This is not hers. So Saber wrote Celestial Navigation. It's one of the most popular fics in fandom. Everybody loves it. And she's definitely gotten hate that is completely unnecessary and unwarranted for it because of the underage aspect. But even if you completely took out the underage aspect, in my opinion, Celestial Navigation is still a dark fic because it does have those darker themes. It's like she has it where Omegas are basically seen as the way women in real life are either seen in the now or in the not too distant past. She said the way that she feels is it should make you read it and say, ah, wait, because of course people can love each other even if society is fucked up, but let's not ignore that society is fucked up because some people are still happy. That was a quote from her. And she has, that fic is just, it's so amazing and heartfelt, and it makes you feel so many things, and it's absolutely beautiful. But in my opinion, you can look at that and you can look at the dark themes that are associated with it, and you can pretty honestly say, again, in my opinion, that this is a dark fic. And she has a bunch of fics like that. For instance, she has The Prize, you know, which is literally about slavery.
Oh, no, the prize is dark dressed up as smut, and that's why people confuse it. But yeah, no, it's definitely a darker fic.
Yeah. So to me, it's just very much like people have this one view of what dark fic is, and it's harmful to the fandom as a whole, in my opinion, because people are like, dark fic, oh, that's bad. I don't want to think about my favorite character dying, so I'm not going to read it, or I'm going to shame you, or whatever people who give you hate, whatever the mentality they have is.
That's fascinating you bring that up about Celestial Navigation, because I wrote a Omegaverse fic that is very, very, very built on, like, essentially it's Handmaid's Tale with strippers, which sounds bizarre, but I think of it as a dark fic, and absolutely nobody else has engaged with it as such. So it's fascinating. I think it's a really good point to remember that, I mean, all of our fandom terms, your mileage may vary in what you read. I think anyone who listens to the pod will hear that in me and Ferret's constant discussions of trope off and how I interpret a trope and how she interprets a trope. And that meant that I voted one way and she voted another. And it's all, language is so subjective in so many ways, and fandom is no different. But I love that part of y'all's response to, well, you know, there's not a lot of it, or it's maligned, was to create the what is, you know, now an ongoing server for ongoing events and also just dark discussion, but originally like a specifically dark fic exchange at Christmas, which I loved. I love talking about sad things at Christmas. Because I love bringing out that side of the holidays. So did the event accomplish what you guys wanted it to accomplish, I guess, from a mod perspective? And then can one of you talk me through the decision to keep it on as a server and to run more events? And if you think that's successful so far?
I can answer that for you. So a little bit of background is we have a group of friends who like dark fic. I guess we all flock together, right? And we had done a Kinktober back in 2020. So 31 days of kink plus dark fic, so a darker interpretation of kink. And mainly the goal was to write more dark fic for Stephen Tony, or I think there were also a little bit of Stockonian Winter Iron in that collection. And we accomplished that. So 31 more dark fics for our favorite pairings in MCU Marvel. And then we also wondered about, well, should we do something like this for Christmas? And we basically said, we're just gonna be writing for each other. How are we gonna manage this exchange, and who's going to be managing it if, again, we're all gonna know who wrote what for each other? So then we came up with the idea of saying, like, maybe we should run an event or a little mini fest specifically for Christmas. So we got that going, and it's the Sad Secret Santa, as you had mentioned, Flame, and we ended up making a server for it. Tree was such a great mod for helping adjust and create the server, and also Vic and Temper also the mods for that. So we ended up running the event, and again, the goal was really just to have more dark fic for Steve and Tony. And I do think that it was successful. It seems like everybody had fun. It was our first event, so, you know, we're still working out all the nuts and bolts. But I think it was also encouraging that, hey, there's actually interest in doing dark fic, and why not have a community where people can discuss their and brainstorm their ideas and get feedback from it. So the server has been evolving. As mentioned, it was originally supposed to be for events, but now it's also just a place to discuss dark fic in general. So right now we're currently running a bingo, so a dark Steve Tony bingo. And again, as mentioned, the hope really is just to get more dark fics and see other people's interpretation of the prompts, because I mentioned Flame, language is so different and it's a matter of perspective, right? So it's really interesting to see how people are taking prompts such as Dubcon, Hydra Cap, or so we also have a card that's a trope inversion. So we had classic tropes like marriage. I can't think of the other ones, but do you remember, Tree, what some of the other squares were?
Yeah, I have the open. I have it open.
Okay.
So just a few. We have like gardening, only one bed, coffee shop, AU. We have some even on here. Just a few of them.
Yeah, and the goal is to interpret and subvert those tropes and see how people's mind works when they think of such popular phrases. So in the future, we're hoping to host again the Sad Secret Santa and other events.
And we'll make sure to have a link to that in the show notes. Obviously, guys, for anyone listening to this, I can say as a toe dipper into this world that it's a very welcoming server, and the events are great and very easy to bring a lot of interpretations to. And the Sad Secret Santa was very careful as well. I'll say they very much respected my boundaries in the exchange of, I don't write MCD, I don't write torture, I'm not gonna write Hydra Cap. Like, that's just not where I find my joy, and I'm just not gonna do it. And they matched me with somebody who didn't want those things. And it was very, I never felt like I had to be quote unquote darker than I was. I never felt like I had to apologize for my lean in the dark thing, which is really just more grounded angst with a happily ever after, is really how I write dark fic. And so if you're listening to this and a lot of what Hippo and Tree have just said has really resonated with you and you'd like to talk about it a little bit more or experiment a little bit, whenever you're listening to this, whether the bingo is going on or not, that server is full of people who will help you prompt, who will help you play and kind of figure things out and maybe help you brainstorm some tags, give you some recommendations for things. It's a really good place to start. And if you're obviously, like, MCU is wide and varied, and there's a lot darker stuff in comics. So getting to know the 616 canon also might not be the worst idea if you are somebody who likes the more grounded reality side of fic. So like I said, we'll make sure to have that in the show notes, whatever event they're running at the time. Hippo and Tree, is there anything else that you guys would like to say before we say goodbye here about Darkvik or about the server?
Let's see. I did want to mention, I guess, talking about like what is Darkvik and everything. I just want to mention that like you can have a happy ending, or like what you consider to be a happy ending, because we say happy endings are relative on our server, and it's 100% true. Just because, you know, you could have something that makes you happy, or you could have like Tony absolutely miserable in his relationship, but it's from Steve's POV and Steve is really happy with it, and you know that it's an abusive relationship and this isn't actually, this is very toxic and this isn't happy for Tony, but it's happy for Steve, you know. So happy endings are relative for that. And I also wanted to mention that, like, for people who are trying to think more about Darkvik and getting into it, please join our server. Like you said, Flame, we are super, super accommodating. We're really, our purpose is just to get more people to write and read and enjoy Darkvik, because it's something that we really enjoy reading and it's something that we love. And we just want to give our version of happiness to other people and let them see what makes us happy. And maybe if we're lucky, that will resonate with them as well. We're not going to force anybody to read something. We're not going to force anyone to write something if they're not into it. You know, everybody has their limits and that's 100% fine. So we're not going to do that. If people just want to come in and lurk around the server, say like, oh, okay, maybe this sounds okay, or I just want to read, I don't want to comment or anything, that's totally fine. And last thing I wanted to say before I'll let Hippo say whatever she does. With the way that Darkvik is misinterpreted, I would like people, if they wouldn't mind, to just think about pop culture and think about, for instance, horror movies. Horror movies are dark, but they're widely popular. And that's a great way to think of Darkvik and what Darkvik could be. It's just like the end all of what Darkvik is it's just a different interpretation of characters that you love and making it so that you're happy with it. And even if your characters aren't happy with it, you're happy with it, which really, I guess it's backwards, because we want you to cry while reading it, but we want you to be happy. But that's how I personally view Darkvik and how I view the server. And I have been nicknamed Tree's Ramblings for a reason, because I am definitely a rambler. So Hippo, you can go ahead.
I like that you mentioned a film. I recently watched Promising Young Woman, and I would classify that as a dark film, though there's no explicit gore. It deals with sexual violence. And I'm not gonna do spoilers, but it's a very, very satisfying film because of the weight and reality of the way they handled the topic. So I recommend that. But there are so many films that maybe may not be classified as dark, I think, but it really depends on like the themes that's being argued throughout. So in regards to happiness and happy endings being relative, I actually have a bunch of recommendations. I know I sent you some recommendations already, Flame, but specifically about the interpretation of happy ending, I know Deer versus Headlights wrote like Thread Through a Needle, and it was written for The Sad Secret Santa, specifically for Jellybean Forest, and highly recommend this. There's the question of the ending there and whether that's happy in regards to who. I think Nobody's Bloody Princess's ultimate awesome, great, brilliant fanfic, Coming Up Roses, also interprets the meaning of happy ending. I highly recommend that as well. because like there's questions of Stockholm Syndrome and Dark Steve Rogers and that bag. And there's a bunch of others. I can't really think from the top of my head, but there's a whole list on our Tumblr where we're trying to build up our Tumblr. So Steve Tony darkfest.tumblr.com. We're going to be doing monthly recs for dark fic. So please follow us if you're interested. And that's all I have.
Amazing. Well, thank you both so much for being with us. Anyone who wants to engage in this further, I know that both Hippo and Tree can talk about dark fic forever. So definitely make sure to join the server and hit them up for more questions and conversations around this. And thanks again. And I'm sure we'll be chatting dark fic again soon. Thanks, everybody.